from the Carter Subaru Studios, this is the G and Ursula Show with G. Scott and Ursula Wojtyn.
Good morning, happy Thursday, and thank you for listening to the G and Ursula Show. Good morning, Ursula.
Good morning, G. We have had so many lively conversations that we haven't gotten to all the topics that we've wanted to today.
I feel bad. I feel bad, and let me tell you why I feel bad, and let me kind of pull the curtains back, because Ursula does a lot of work before the show to give everyone the top five news stories of the day.
Or the three things that we have.
Right. And unfortunately, today in the top five, what did we get to? Three topics?
No, we got to four today. And I usually try to squeeze in, and we'll find a way. I think it's going to be here and agree to disagree to squeeze in that fifth. But we got into that college conversation so deeply that we only got through one instead of three. So sometimes that will happen, and we'll try to find other places. But just know that if there's anything that you really, really have to know, we will find another place to put it into the show. But we ran out of time during scenarios, and Chef had said, hey, don't feel guilty if you can't go to every one of your kids' games. And then you ended with, you have to go to every single one of your kids' games.
I said, well, my quote was, suck it up, buttercup.
But you know what, G, that's not an option for some parents, and you know that, right? I mean, you know that there are some single parents who the only way that their kids are going to get to the game or get to the practice is if other people can help, you know, get their kids to that practice because they can't go. And if they do go to a game, you know, it could mean that they lose their...
This was a conversation about sleep. This person said, hey, what should I do? I need to get my sleep. And I said, miss a little bit of sleep.
Yeah, yeah. Go ahead. Exactly. Miss sleep. But I will say that as much as I tried, I couldn't go to every game. You know, not when that you have a job that takes 70 to 80 hours a week out of you and you have two children. Once you have two kids or three kids or four kids, how do you do that? But I also want to point out that here you are. You are in Ohio right now. During Baby G season, you are flying every week, basically, or almost every week, to go see him, which is really something that you have made a priority. So I think that that's kind of a...
And I could watch it on TV if I wanted to.
But you talked about, I mean, the joy that you shared when you talked about just the half hour that you get with him. Or the... No, I totally get that. But absolutely. I just want to also recognize and you know, listen to our scenarios. If you missed that segment, you can catch it on our podcast. But, you know, I just want to recognize that we are lucky to be in that position where we can, you know, do some of that. But for some, it's just not even an option.
Hey, coming up at 11:30, you guys want to stick around. There is a local burger chain right now that is offering a starting wage of between $19 and $20 an hour. Plus scholarship and child care benefits. So we're going to talk to the president of that company. That will happen at 11:30. Now, with Voucher Pillows that Ursula and I do, it is time to fight during Agree to Disagree. Brought to you by Johnny Tsunami.
One of these days, we just got to take off the gloves. Just really go at it.
All right. The bills are coming, guys. The bills are coming. Last year, most insurance companies waived COVID treatment costs. But those days are over. According to a Kaiser Foundation survey, 72% of COVID patients report that their health insurance companies are no longer waiving out-of-pocket costs. I think there's a little bit of Schadenfreude here. Some people saying good, others saying no way. So, G, which side of this equation do you come down on? Is it time for everyone to start sharing the costs with their insurance companies?
Yes. Yes, it is. And especially if you are someone who wants to continue to say, this is nothing more than the flu. Or if you're one of those that say, hey, all you need to do is eat, take your vitamins and make sure you eat healthy and don't be eating bad foods. Because there are some people that want to, if you will, fight COVID with this. And correct me if I'm wrong, the hospitals, not saying that people vaccinated can't get COVID, not saying that people vaccinated can't go to the hospital, But what I am saying is that usually right now we're dealing with 80 to 90% of COVID patients in the hospitals being unvaccinated. So if we have more stories of those that choose to just be reckless with this and say, oh, it's no big deal. When you start hearing about the potential and possibility of people being financially ruined behind these decisions, then I bet you there'll be more of a sense of urgency, Ursula.
I totally disagree with you. And for a number of reasons. One, you did point out that it's not only the unvaccinated who are in hospitals. There are breakthrough cases. There are more and more breakthrough cases. We had a patient who was vaccinated who ended up in the hospital from Vancouver. She shared her story with us earlier this week. If you had to pay that out of pocket, you are talking about something that could completely bankrupt you. And that is that, you know, imagine someone who didn't even have insurance and how much that is. But if you're talking about people who are insured and they now have to pay these enormous amounts of money, whether they're vaccinated or not, there are other things that contribute too. I mean, vaccination, absolutely. You've heard us from the very beginning. We have been pro that. But there are other things that you can do that make you less of a risk. That is, you know, being healthy, eating healthy, doing exercise, not being overweight. There are all these other things. Now, are you going to say, well, because you didn't take care of yourself or you smoked for 20 years, you should pay more for your COVID treatment because you made some bad decisions? I mean, how are they even going to do that?
Ursula, by the way, yes? You are taking very small percentages. And what I mean by that is
but you are too.
Whoa, I am? I'm taking small percentages? No. In the hospitals right now, what percent of COVID patients are unvaccinated, Ursula?
Probably. I don't know exactly right now, but it is the vast majority of the patients. It's over 90%. Yes.
Okay,
absolutely.
Stop right there. Over 90%. So you mean to tell me? But what?
That's not the only reason they're in the hospital. I just told you that there are other people who are also in there. And there are people who have made poor health decisions. I could even include myself in one of them. You know, if I've done everything. I've done the vaccination. I wear my mask when I can. But there's just a little chance I still go out. If I get COVID and I'm hospitalized, could they look at me and go, hey, you know what? You gained a few pounds, so you didn't take care of yourself. We're going to reduce what we're going to pay out. No, we're still in the middle of this pandemic. I would rather not bankrupt people because of a decision. And right now, you and I talk about how expensive hospitals are and how jacked up those prices are anyway.
I don't disagree. But you know what I'm consistently seeing, especially with the conversation of COVID? I see constant moving of the goalpost. It bothers me because on one minute, we are arguing with people who don't even think COVID is real. You and I and Chef, we spent so much of our time dealing with whether or not COVID was real. Now it's real, and because we've lost 675,000 Americans, and that doesn't even count people that are sick still to this day behind COVID, now that it's real, and now that that's the conversation, now it's, hey, let's go ahead and continue to pay for those that want to continue to go against, be anti-vax, be anti-everything that it has to do with this. It's a moving goalpost.
Yeah, I know. It's a moving and you know who uses the moving goalpost argument? People who don't want to believe in the science because, yes, there are new things with the new virus that you learn every single day, every single week, and you have to just keep updating yourself. But that all said, I don't think that insurance industry needs to get into the, okay, you know, you made these poor decisions, although they do in some cases.
So free health care for all? Free healthcare for all?
You know what?
Okay. Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. And wait a minute. I've held off long enough. Yes. Wait a minute. Ladies and gentlemen, I held off long enough. Right now, I have a bunch of you guys that are going off on me. You're mad at me, and I'm glad. Now I'm going to change. I'm going to turn it around, and I'm going to move the goalpost. Ladies and gentlemen, let's have free health care for all. How about that? Now, some of the same people that's texting me right now, oh, no. Wait a minute. We don't want to go that far. Come on.
You just want a taxpayer or insurance company-funded bailout for your decisions in this particular health instance, but not for any other,
yeah,
for anyone else.
You see what I'm saying? See, Ursula, nobody wants free health care for all, do they?
No. Actually, a lot of people do.
I do.
Gee, no. See, again, when I make those sweeping statements, then we get into trouble. No, and I think you are focusing on a very small minority. Most people, I mean, we look at in King County, look at most people. They have done it, but people are still getting sick. So to say that, hey, well, we're just going to decide that we're not going to cover this and you have to pay out more. No. One hospital stay can wipe out a family that has done everything right.
Can we agree on this? That nobody should be going medically bankrupt in the richest country
Thank
in the
you.
World?
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Period.
Are we? Yes.
100%.
Yes, we're all on that. But wait.
We're doing horribly today. This is one... Wait. One question we haven't even finished is
here's the problem. The problem is there are people that believe that, yeah, okay, if that's the case, if you want to go free health care for all, only for people that are paying taxes, only for people that necessarily have a job. Now you want to go where it's employer that's tied into your health care. No, if you live in the United States of America, everybody should have the right to live. And I believe that everybody should have a right to free health care. That's my argument.
Okay.
Period.
There you go.
Everything under that blanket.
Okay.
Hey.
Good stuff. Good stuff.
It's been a little while since we talked about that college admission scandal.
Oh, yoy.
Did you know that the first actual trial is underway for one of the parents accused? And this involves USC. And there's some very interesting stuff that has come to light from this case. The attorney for the parent accused, he actually put a USC admissions officer on the stand. And he asked her, so, you know, do you have a VIP list? Do you take special consideration for certain people? And she said, yes, we do. We make special consideration for athletic prowess, an applicant's parents' wealth, and for social connections. But we don't make offers of admission in exchange for money. She wanted to make that very, very clear. However,
that's a lot.
However, in the court documents, there is actually a spreadsheet of the VIP list that breaks down exactly who referred the applicant, why they are special. Let me just go through a couple of these reasons. So let's see. One reason, there's just little notes on there. It says $20,000 to $50,000, but no ask as of yet. $500,000 donation for Galen. That's USC's men's basketball center. Potential donor listed next to another one. Linebacker grandfather, $250,000 pledge. Potential donor, friends of donors. The list goes on. The attorney for the parent in this case is actually trying to use this to say, look, we're not doing anything illegal. In fact, you are making de facto cash exchange for admissions offers. You're just doing it with a wink, wink, and a nudge, nudge. So I will ask you again, G, did the parents do anything wrong here illegally, or did they just bribe the wrong person?
They just bribed the wrong person. This is America. That's it. I'll give you an example. I know someone right now. And by the way, I could never do this for business. This person that I know, he makes his living off of high school kids, high school football players across the country, Chef and Ursula, across the country. And here's what happens. The parents hit him up and they, hey, I have little Johnny or I have little Sarah. They're really good at football, but they're not really on the radar. And so he says to them, okay, that'll be $9,500. And $9,500 goes into his account. And when that happens, all of a sudden they get messages from colleges.
And what is he? So that's another Rick. What's his face? I mean, what's that guy's name?
Yeah,
Rick Singer.
Yeah, Singer. Yeah, okay. So to think, there are some colleges that are really good at it. And as we found out from that scandal, USC being one of them. I mean, the USC has – it's a great school, but it is known to have a lot of wealthy people, a lot. And I will tell you that the wealthiest person I knew growing up in the Philippines, the son – so some I know him – donated a huge chunk of money. Now, you know, each of their kids went to that school, and there's a whole swimming pool wing, name it after him.
Wait.
Not to say that they wouldn't have gotten in, but if you think that it doesn't help for you and that they're not tracking every single dollar that is spent and there's different levels of who does what, I mean, that could be said about just about every private and so-called elite school. Absolutely.
I want to say this one last thing with this topic, and this should tell you guys just how big and gross this industry is. Hear me out. This happened, a big case, Aunt Becky, all of the folks, Felicity Huffman, all of them folks that are a part of this. And it was around USC and a couple other schools. Now check this out. Why did they not open up an investigation with every school around the country? You want to know why they won't do that? Because they will expose
everybody, even
much more. So therefore, this is what they're doing. They're trying to make you, me, everybody in the world believe that this is an isolated situation. And oh my goodness, that's nothing. What you guys saw is nothing. This happens all across the country. It's the biggest thing that goes on, and it's almost like human sex trafficking that happens in the United States that does not get talked about. There's so many topics that aren't talked about in this country. You want to know why? Because it's gross, and you would be embarrassed if you found out the way the rich and elite operate. It's disgusting.
Speaking of gross and disgusting, Ursula, you were worried we're going to run out of time.
I know. I am asking, though, if you are in that position, you've got a ton of money and you want your... I'm not faking the kid, you know, being on the rowing team.
Yes,
and
Ursula.
Photoshopping.
Yes. Yes. I'm answering your question.
Right? You know what I'm about to ask.
It's some of these parents to give the guy that I know that gets $9,500, he only messes with those that are rich. So therefore, $9,500 for their son or daughter to have an opportunity to get those connections, like we talked about earlier, that's nothing to them. Here, take the. Hey, wait, is that all I owe you? Is that it? $9,500?
Oh, no. It's
Ursula,
crazy.
I'm so sorry. We didn't get to the gross topic.
Thank God.
I'm sorry.
I actually added that little extra question so we wouldn't have to. I'm just going to pay off, though. There's a claim that some people don't want to come back to work because they don't want to do number two in the office. I mean, in the office restroom.
I can't believe you're talking about this. I didn't even know about this topic.
Yeah.
Ursula, I can't believe
you've gone
30 something years in your career. This is what your career has come down to, Ursula?
Yeah.
Really?
Yes, that's what I say daily.
Coming up next, a local burger chain is now offering starting wage of $19 to $20 an hour plus scholarship and childcare benefits. We talk to the president next, G and Ursula.
Welcome back to the G and Ursula Show, 11:35 on this Thursday morning. This hour of our show is brought to you by Guardian Roofing and Pest Control. As we've been reporting, it is really hard for many restaurants and small businesses in our area to find employees. And about a half hour ago, I read a Facebook post by Dick's Drive-Ins announcing that starting today, the company is increasing its starting wages to $19 an hour at all locations and even going as high as $20 an hour as a starting wage at their Broadway and Queen Anne locations. So we have invited the president and CEO of Dick's Drive-In, Jasmine Donovan, to join us on the show. Good morning, Jasmine.
Good morning, Ursula.
Thank you so much for joining us. Okay, so honestly, I sent this to G, and both of us were like, wow, that's a great starting wage. So tell me why it is that you're doing this.
Well, we have always felt that it was important to invest in our employees, and my grandfather and his founding partners thought it was one of the best investments a business could make. Your employees then take better care of your customers, and then your customers help your business make a profit. So it's a virtuous cycle, and you know, it's hard to hire now, and times are tough. And so for us to stay the best wages and benefits in the industry, it was time to move that base wage up.
Sometimes there's a lot of companies that would say, hey, we don't have enough money to do this. There's just not enough profit. We would love to do something like this, but we can't. Why is it that you guys can do it?
We've been around a very long time, and we do what we do very well. And we're very blessed to have amazing customers who've stood with us throughout COVID. We never had to close. We never had to furlough anyone. And our customers have seen us through this. And we have to invest in our employees if they're going to be there to serve our customers.
Do you have to raise your prices to do this?
So as wages have gone up over the years, there's always price increases. That is not just for labor. That also covers the cost of goods over time. So we did just have a price increase back in July, and that was mostly from the cost of goods going up due to shipping and other issues in the supply chain. There will likely be price increases sometime in the future. I can't say exactly when, but it is the nature of it.
What are some things that maybe, you don't have to tell us the person or the people, but what are some conversations that you personally or your staff has had with some of your employees that's been grateful for what you are offering, this new thing about $19 to $20 an hour, the potential for childcare benefits? How have some of those conversations happened?
So I actually have the pleasure of meeting with employees on a regular basis. Every month I go out and visit, at least every month I go out and visit a few stores and speak with some of our newest employees. In fact, the ones that passed that first skills test, and share some of the legacy of where we came from and hear their stories. And it's a great opportunity for me to connect directly with them. And it's really important. We've had the scholarship and childcare benefit for many, many years, decades actually. The biggest change we're making now is we're just moving eligibility of that sooner, so that those employees who pass our first skills test are instantly available for that scholarship benefit. And it does, it makes a huge difference. We are very proud that we have so many employees who've been able to graduate debt-free. We have employees who've been able to work while going to school, who've been able to use that scholarship program to pursue something that they're passionate about. And then they, transition away from working for us and go and do that in the world, in the local community and throughout the country. So, we love to connect with those alumni employees as well. Their stories are amazing.
Jasmine, I want to ask you, because I noticed that you said $19 an hour at all locations, $20 an hour in two specific ones. Are you having a hard time, even with these increases in salary or hourly pay, to find people to work for you?
We have been, and there's many reasons why people haven't felt comfortable coming back to work right now. And our jobs are challenging and physically demanding. And so that work is not for everyone. But we hope that this gets people back in our stores and learning and growing personally and professionally with us, and hope it makes a difference. Other things that we're doing for our current employees, we've got an amazing group of employees who stood through the pandemic with us and have been working short shifts to stay open, and we're reducing our overtime pay to 32 hours from 40 because those employees have been working so hard, and the shifts are harder right now than they have been, and they're going to be working hard to help train the new folks who are coming in. So we're also having to reduce hours in some locations to just make schedules more sustainable while we hopefully hire a bunch more people and get them all trained up.
Jasmine, we appreciate you joining us. Also wanted to say thank you. I know I just actually saw someone text in. One person said, I am going to go to Dick's and get 5 burgers just because of this news right now.
Facts.
Thank you so much.
Facts.
Thank you.
And then someone else also said, I've known this. Everyone's known this. Dick's has always done this. And you guys have been great for the community and great members of the community. And again, we just don't shine enough light on businesses like yours. So I hope that it helps to increase the wages, and I hope it gets more people in there because we need to have you guys keep going.
I hope so, too. And thank you so much for having me on. You know, people who are joining us now should know we expect most people will not stay with us forever. They'll be with us a few years, use the benefits and the experience to grow their skills, grow personally, professionally, and then go on to pursue something they're passionate about. And we're excited to be part of that journey with them.
Love it. Thank you, Jasmine. We appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Okay, still, first, I know.
Here's what you know. You knew, like, you know my sounds.
Yes.
Right? Like, that
sound.
Why can't
we all be like that?
You know what I'm saying? Like, and yes. then people think that I'm heartless when I say things like, hey, there's a new day now. And if you want to just pay little wages and Harley just don't care about people, then you probably are not going to make it, and your business is not going to make it very long. This is the future. The future will be businesses like this that care for their employees and go the extra mile. And what's going to happen is their employees and customers will go the extra mile for them. I'm just saying, we are entering into a new day. Coming up next, your texts, your feedback, and then Ursula's words to live by. It's G and Ursula. Is the G and Ursula Show. Really appreciate all you guys for listening and hanging out with us. And I have to say, I'm probably not supposed to say it, but I'm going to say it anyways. This has seriously been one of my favorite shows that we've done in a long time. I think it was the topics that hit home. I don't know. Especially when there's a plan to talk about 3 different topics and we only get to 1.
Yes, right. And also the people who we've had join us on the show today.
Yeah.
Just good information, reasonable discussions, uplifting. Yeah, we need more of that. So anyway, thank you to everybody who was part of our show today.
All right, Ursula, let's get to it. The text, the feedback, and then we'll have your words to live by.
On the homeless encampment fires in Seattle, Ursula and G say it's time for a change in leadership. And we're going to keep saying that over and over again. 360 says it's a state problem. It's in Yelm now.
425 says, I actually agree with Ursula for a change. Oh, wait.
See what I told you?
Yeah.
I got my detractors, many of them.
Is there really a difference between a good public school and a top school in the state? 602 says, if your kids are in a well-funded high school, your kids generally have access to well-funded families, even if your family is not. Facts. Generally, well-funded families have good connections, and by de facto, your kids are likely to have the option to access more opportunity than others less funded, poor neighborhood schools.
We got so much feedback on this discussion. It was part of our top 3 things at 10, and we only got to the 1, and we got so much feedback. 425 says, the best school district or school might not be the best for a kid. Mine were on track to go to Eastlake. We moved to a smaller district, and my kids are getting a better, more well-rounded education. Also, the neighborhood matters. Sammamish was culturally diverse. Where we are now, they see more economic diversity. I think they are more empathetic and less judgmental because of it. And they are better humans. And yes, kids from this district do go to the quote-unquote good colleges. I went to a top high school with all the connections, also had family that went to Lakeside. Amazing how many kids flared out due to the pressure to be someone because of who their family is.
Whoever sent that text just said something about Sammamish that doesn't get talked about a lot. There's different financial parts of Sammamish that people are really empathetic towards, and you don't really see the difference because they feel like, hey, you're just in the community, and that's Sammamish.
That's awesome.
I got to give credit to Sammamish for that. Scenarios. My son's sports games start way too late for my early AM job. Should I still go to all of them? 206 says, why can't this parent attend 1 to 2 quarters of a kid's game, then go home and go to bed?
Problem solved. Email etiquette and passive-aggressive messaging, like per my last email, or sending this to bump it to the top of your inbox. 425 says, G says he's not an email person. He prefers to talk instead. That's how the mafia operates, G. You can't convict without receipts. Oh, by the way, G keeps receipts. Don't worry about it.
I tell you, Ursula, you beat me to it. 415 says, emails dictate my life. For the love of God, if you are trying to send a picture in an email, please attach it as an attachment. Do not just copy and paste it into the body. I do that.
Okay, we have so many. Okay, I'm going to move to the next subject, free healthcare for all. 253 says, heart disease is real. Maybe people would be healthier if they had to pay for their treatment. Diabetes, lung cancer, unwanted pregnancies?
425, yes, G. Free health care for all would be a game changer. Taxes would go up, but we would be better overall. Ursula, it is now time for your words to live by.
And I'm just thanking you for not making me have to talk about, are people really worried about going number two at work? But apparently, according to our text line, yes, yes, they are. Okay, words to live by today. Helping one person might not change the whole world, but it could change the whole world for one person. Just a reminder that a kind gesture can really reach a wound that only compassion can heal. Our words to live by are brought to you by ProClub.com, a club like no other. There's a claim that some people don't want to come back to work because they don't want to do number two in the office.
I might have a solution.
Introducing the Undercover Office Potty, the only toilet that looks like a lamp, so you can go whenever you want and no one has to know. Just open it up and go to town.
I mean, in the office restroom, not in the... Okay, no. That's just... Shaft.
30-some years. Ursula Royteen has been doing this 30-some years. She's been an office manager.
She's her hands. Covering her eyes.
It has come down to this. Ursula, what do you have to say?
I hope everyone has a great day. We'll be back tomorrow.
Appreciate you for listening. Love you for that. Be good.